The U.S. Administrator for Iraq says continuing violence and bloodshed in the nation underscore the need for U.S.-led coalition forces to remain in Iraq beyond the Bush administration's planned handover of power on June 30th. Speaking on CNN's Late Edition program, Ambassador Paul Bremer said Iraq is suffering at the hands of terrorists from outside the country, as well as loyalists of the former regime of Saddam Hussein. Mr. Bremer said, under these circumstances, there can be no withdrawal of coalition security forces from Iraq on June 30th.
We have to be realistic that Iraq is going to have a serious security threat for some time to come, which means that even after there is a sovereign Iraqi government at the end of June, they're going to need help from outside until such time as their security forces can in fact handle it themselves. And I think it's quite clear the Iraqi security forces, brave as they are not going to be ready by July 1st. So there will have to be international presence here.
But Mr. Bremer was quick to add that regardless of the security situation in Iraq, the Bush administration is not contemplating pushing back the deadline for transferring power.
Iraqis all want sovereignty back as soon as it can be done, and we believe June 30th is a date that can be hit and will be hit.
Even so, the ambassador admitted that questions and hurdles remain if the transfer of power is to be successful. Asked what the United States will do given Shiite resistance to the Bush administration's original proposal of holding caucus-style elections, Mr. Bremer would only say that the situation is complicated.
How do you get a process in place that can produce a legitimate government, sovereign government, by June 30th? Caucuses are complicated. Partial elections are complicated. There are a lot of ideas around. The UN Representative Brahimi on Friday said it was a complicated problem, and he didn't offer a solution.
Ambassador Bremer said, before commenting on Iraq's political future, he will await a UN report on the feasibility of direct elections and other options. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.